And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? Wow, I didn't think I was ready, but I'm glad I am. Oh my goodness. I'm asking for help in my life right now.
Can you hear?
A year ago, I discovered you and your message, and I manifested an amazing, wonderful, dream come true kind of change in my life. I left a corporate job, I left a big city after 20 years, and I moved to the country, which I'd wanted for at least those 20 years. And I am starting a business and not really making money yet, and I need to be doing that.
What beliefs do you have about this new environment that prevent it from coming? That's the only question.
Yeah.
What habits of thoughts did you take with you? Because sometimes when you stay in a place that you don't want to be, like you were before you moved, and you explain that the reason you stay there is because it's easier to make money, then when you leave there, for all of the reasons that feel good to you, sometimes you carry with you those old perceptions that continue to be in your way. Unnecessarily, they wouldn't be in your way if you didn't drag them with you and keep them active. So what is it that you believe about where you are that is holding the prosperity that you want away?
If I can, I would say that I have been taking in negative and I have not been taking in enough positive.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. And that's obvious also.
Yes.
But the question that we're asking you is really a pointed question. And it's pointed because it's pointing right at what your strongest resistance is. And it isn't so much about the current environment and its problems. It's about beliefs that you brought with you from a previous environment into a current environment. It's about beliefs about the current environment that really don't have anything to do with the current environment. They're just beliefs that are active within you that don't need to be. Do you know what they are?
How dare I?
How dare you what?
How dare I have what I want? How yeah. dare I succeed?
Yeah, you should be sacrificing. That's the belief. I should be sacrificing, and since I'm not, then I must pay this price. Next. So when you hear it, it sounds silly and yet familiar.
Yes.
So that's a part of it. We will even say it's a substantial part of it, but it's not all of it. What else? What else before you got to where you are did you believe about being where you are? Less opportunity? No? Someone else had already pulled the sled up the hill, and so the momentum was already going in the big corporate world, and that isn't happening now?
I'm just a little lost in my thoughts. Maybe it's what you just said, and that is, well, I guess the thought that's been running around in my head is, I'm not letting myself have this thing. I've made this thing happen, but I can't, I'm not receiving it.
Sometimes, and we don't want to be heavy on this, because we don't want to encourage you to do something that works against you. But because you want answers, you said, I've come for help, which means you don't want some general mumbo jumbo about law of attraction. You want some specific focus on specifically what kinds of things that you're doing that are holding you apart from what you want. And so we're just asking you to ponder these questions that we're asking, because the answers to everything are within those answers that we're reaching for from you. This may help you. What is the reason that before you moved to the country where you had long wanted to be, what was the primary reason that you didn't let yourself do that?
I mean, logistically, it's because I have a child and he's in a school away now for temporarily. And so I was able to do it logistically.
But before that, you had long wanted to do it and you didn't let yourself do it. And you feel that you've almost done something wrong by doing it. So what were the reasons that were active within you?
I used to live and be motivated by the idea of what others thought I should do. I must be good. I must achieve this. And I no longer believe that.
Are you saying to us that then there was more feedback to you than there is now? There's some belief that you held. Where were you before? What was the environment?
San Francisco, and corporate work.
Is that corporate work available everywhere?
I don't want that work. I have new work.
Well, even if it were, is it available everywhere?
Maybe not.
Mostly there. What we're asking you to decipher among the vibrations that you've got going on is how you really feel about potential where you are in comparison with where you were.
Potential around work and money? Or in general?
That is the subject.
Okay. The work I'm wanting to do and starting to do.
So you said, I have work. I have work. You said, I don't want that work. I have work.
I have a new career.
I have an idea of work.
And I've started it, but I need to grow it. And I need to feel like I can grow it. I need to...
So...
I'm not...
We're just asking for some clarification. So you had work, and now you almost have work.
Well, I started a business, and I need more clients.
So what's the difference between the work that you had and the work that you have?
I believe in the work that I have.
We're not questioning that at all. We think that the work that you are involved in, we think that it's a good fit for you. Well, you ask us for some help, and we're helping to show you where the bugaboos are in your thinking. And where the bugaboos are in your thinking is that there was plenty of momentum. That wasn't work that was pleasing, but there was plenty of momentum. So you weren't out scratching in the dirt for the clients. That part of it all was well underway, and it isn't here. It isn't currently. So it's momentum that was then that isn't now. There's a different sort of momentum. And we want you to know that the only thing that ever slows momentum is you. It's not the work. It's not the longitude and latitude. It's only your perception about the differences. And so that's what we're asking you to see if you can identify within yourself. What beliefs did you have about that that apparently you don't have about this? We want you to feel from us and know that you can have your prosperity anywhere and any way you want it. It will come to you. When you ask, it is given. And the universe isn't saying, can't have it. You should have stayed over there. If you'd stayed over there, but apparently there's something within you that believes in the difference between where you stand or the different environment in which you stand.
What comes to mind is, in the past, I was working for a big company and a paycheck rolled in. I did what I was told. The paycheck came every
Precisely.
Month. And
Precisely.
Now I work for me.
Yes.
And if I work, it's for my benefit.
That's what we were wanting you to acknowledge. But now you've acknowledged it. We want to say to you that while it looked like that was the path of least resistance through which it came, it still came by your own power of attraction. And the means or the process through which it comes is really irrelevant. It's just that under those conditions, you didn't get in the way. And under these conditions, you are for some reason. So apparently, and it's all right, and it's pretty normal, you believe more in the paycheck flowing to you under those conditions more than you do believe in it flowing to you under these conditions. And at the heart of that belief is you say, how dare I? How dare I not be sacrificing? In other words, isn't there a certain amount of sacrifice that is required? So here are our questions. Oh, you're going to really like this. If you work for a big or any corporate outfit, there are things that they require of you. They do have some requirements before they yield over the paycheck, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And are any of those things that they require of you things that you really didn't want to do? Yeah, a whole lot of them. A lot of them. Be there when they wanted you to be there, do the things that they wanted you to do. In other words, there was quite a list of things that sort of felt like a sacrifice of who you really are and what you really want to do for that. And now you're not paying any price. So somehow you and almost everybody else has associated receiving from sacrificing. You got to give up something to get something. It's sort of the old stuck in your craw vibration. But it isn't accurate at all. Because what you're missing, because you couldn't step back far enough, is that You wanted it and it came. And yes, your belief system let it come in that way, but your belief system can let it come in this way. But you got to step back and see what the true source of the money is. In order to let it flow to you under any and all circumstances, you've got to understand where it's really coming from. You think it was coming from them who were holding you hostage for that particular behavior, but it wasn't. It was a universal response to what you wanted. You just weren't blocking it then, and you are now. Is this making sense to you? So you just have to acknowledge that the vibrational currency that is flowing to you can flow through any avenue that you will allow it, and then you allowed it in that way, and now you're going to allow it in another way. But in no case is sacrifice required of you. In fact, the more you sacrifice of your happiness, the more you pinch off what could really flow. That's why your potential for prosperity is so much greater now than it was then. Then you could only go so far as they decided they would allow you to go under the circumstances of your sacrifice. And we're not saying you were making up the idea of sacrifice. They felt it too. They expected it from you as part of the game that you were playing. But that wasn't really where it was coming from ever. It was always coming from the universal coffers of vibrational currency. Now, there is so much more potential than then. And that's why you were a little frisky with us just now when we were asking you some of those questions, because you know for sure, you can feel for sure that this is a much better fit for you. You know this is a good fit. And it is. Does it feel a little unblocked now? Well, you see, you don't want to unblock it till the money shows up. This is over here where the manifestation is. But as you're getting ready to be ready to be ready to be ready to be ready, don't you feel a little less blockage there?
It needs to sink in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does prosperity come from? Well, we'll ask some other questions. Who owns the rights to the air you breathe?
No one and everyone.
Corporations, governments, religions, anybody metering that out to you?
No.
So you don't pay for that. You don't have to sacrifice something. You don't have to give up television in order to breathe. You have to give up anything. In other words, it's just equal opportunity. You just go out, and when you're running, you utilize more of it. When you're sleeping, you utilize less of it. But you're pretty much in charge of how much you breathe in and out and breathe in and out and breathe in and out of that. And the vibrational currency is the same. But most of you have witnessed so many things that seem to be institutions and governments and businesses that seem to be with their hands on the levers of how much is allowed to flow to you, that you've got a distorted view of it. You don't realize that the vibrational currency is just like the air that you breathe, that it's there for everyone, and that it's an equal opportunity offering, and that the only lever that pinches it off or lets it in, you hold in your hands. And so when you look at it that way, then doesn't it seem like as much prosperity as you want should flow? And it should flow wherever you are and however you want it to?
I feel like I'm not ready. I want to be ready, but I feel like...
Well, if you're not ready, it's because you're looking too close at what you've come to believe in terms of manifestation, and you're not stepping back far enough into the broader atmosphere of how it really happens. That's why we brought you back to the air. In other words, we know for sure that you understand that you have equal right to as much air as you want to breathe. Don't you believe that?
I do.
Do you believe that? It would be ridiculous not to believe that. Let's put it to you that way. Of course you believe that. Of course you believe that. And so why does prosperity or money or currency have to be any different from that? Only because you've picked up thoughts along your physical trail that other people have wanted you to believe. Somebody said to you, you can't have that. You can't have that unless I give it to you, and I won't give it to you unless you do this.
I feel like I need time to let that fade and let the new message come in. I don't feel like it just happened.
We think so too. But if it didn't just happen, it's because even while we're talking to you, the other beliefs are still dominant. And the only reason the other beliefs are still dominant is because you're still thinking them, even though we are offering all kinds of antics to distract you from them. So you can't think that and think this at the same time. So as you start focusing upon the freedom that you have, and you don't feel guilty about the freedom that you have. So do you believe that in this price that you pay for really good paying jobs, do you believe that high education is required?
No.
Do you have a high education?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you must have believed it at some point. So you got an education so that you could justify what came to you.
I enjoyed it. Studying.
Well, we're very happy that you enjoyed it. And we're not trying to talk you out of it at all. But we're just wanting to point out to you how you have deliberately set yourself up to answer the influence of the peanut gallery, and we're not being disrespectful of them, who do often speak of their requirements of you in order to yield to you. And we just want you to celebrate with us that they don't have their hands on the lever of the air of the universe. Isn't it nice that nobody gets to decide how much air you breathe? And so it's the same. Nobody gets to decide but you. So if you have let them indoctrinate you into beliefs that are hard to let go of, it's time to decide that you're going to start letting go of the indoctrination. We want to say to you in a really strong way, nobody has their hands on any levers. You have allowed yourself to believe that. It's never been true. And that's what you're having a hard time with. It's hard to believe that you've been doing this to you. You want to blame it on them. And as long as you're blaming it on them, then you won't be free. They've never been doing it to you. You've been playing a game together that worked well. You've danced well together. I'll do what you want and you'll give me what you want to give me. But none of that's been relevant. None of it's been real. It's just all perception. Yeah. You're going to have a good time as you sort of break loose of all of this. Make sense to everyone. Yeah.